Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, the game here on this Friday. We're at Five Iron Golf, the Masters Tournament going on from Augusta National right now. But coming up this weekend, the Tootsie's Cars Tour, Music City Showdown at the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway. We say hello to our buddy Mike Organ, who works with the Tennessean, and he'll be out and about. Dale Earnhardt Jr. will be racing at the fairgrounds for, I believe, Mike, the first time since 1999?
That is correct, Chase. It's been a while. He raced a lot from 96 to 99, about 12 times. Then he moved up in Cup, and Cup left Nashville, so he hasn't been back since. Been to the track. I interviewed him out there, I don't know, two or three years ago, either for an ARCA race. But he's not driven out there. He's not raced out there. So he tested tires last week. He's out today. I think he's got a autograph session at 1:45 that he's going to practice at 6 or 7. So he's glad to be back, Chase, because he wants NASCAR to come back. He wants Cup to come back to the track. And this gives him an opportunity to kind of promote that idea.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be cool. And I mean, look, if you're gonna get people behind that place, having the most popular driver even after almost 10 years of being retired is certainly the way to do it. But I'll be curious of what the crowd is like, and what's kind of your thought on the excitement with this event, knowing that he's a part of it.
I think it's going to sell out. I was told that last week. It was trending towards selling out. I'll find out today if it is going to. I was told earlier in the week that traffic was going to be at a premium. So to get there early, if you're going, there'll be two races tomorrow night, and pro late models and limited late models. And I'd advise everybody get out there early. Of course, a lot of people won't get out there earlier. People like, you know that, Chase. People like to go when the doors open, things yep. coming together. It's different from most other sports. There is some tailgating, but for the most part, people like to get into the venue. And I'll be interested to see if it sells out. They're really hoping for a sellout. They're really hoping for it to go smoothly. And I'm talking about the people who are pro returning to Nashville because they want to prove that the place can handle 10,000-12,000 fans, get them in, get them out, traffic not being a big problem, and it not bother the neighborhood too much. So that's kind of the hope of that side. And, of course, all the promoters are pushing for a sellout. As I said, from what I heard, the early sales were going so well. I mean, they were sold out of aisle seats and box seats last Friday. So I'd close, if not capacity crowd.
Mike, you've talked to Dell Jr. a bunch of times. What's his affinity for the fairgrounds?
Just that he grew up there, just at his dad raced. It was a place that just became one of his favorites as a kid, seeing his dad do well out there. And then when he started to get into racing himself, along with his sister Carrie and his sister Kelly at the time, they were also into it. And there were even races, or at least one race I'm sure of, where all three of them raced, because all three of them crashed out of the race that night. And I've confirmed this with Dale Jr., that after they all got finished and they're sitting in the pit, they nominated Kelly to come on a senior because they said he would be easier on her than he would be on the two boys. And I asked if he was, and they said, no, he wasn't. He was as hard on her and ticked off as he would have been if either of them had called. So it's just a place they really have an affinity for. I've talked to Dale about this, Dale Jr., and we tried to make it work this week, and we thought we had it done up until about 2 days ago. He and I are going to walk the track at some point with a videographer in front of us, and we're going to talk about key points on that track, that 5/9, 5/8 mile track that he remembers. The night that all three of them wrecked, the bump going into two, different things like that. And I proposed it to him when he was here a couple of years ago, and he really liked the idea. And we tried to make it work the last 2 years, thought we had it done this year. And he remembers it every time I bring it up, so I know it's something he wants to do. And I think it's going to be really cool when we finally get it done.
Mike, is tonight's event in a larger picture a shot across the bow to John Ingram?
Well, tonight's his practice. Tomorrow night is the race.
Or tomorrow night. This whole weekend.
Yeah, the weekend, good point. It is, you know, I think it is. I don't know if it was orchestrated that way. I don't know, because this series, as Chase probably knows, is owned by Harp and Justin Marks and Junior and another person. And they race the 12 races a year, and Dale Jr. races about 4 of those races. And I say he does this like it's routine. He did it last year. Last year stopped a 29-year streak of Junior racing at least one of the NASCAR divisions. It's the first time he had not raced Cup, Xfinity, or O'Reilly Auto Parts, or trucks in 29 years. He raced 4 races in this series. This year he'll do the same thing, and I don't know if it was suggested to him that this is finally a way. You know, he's been a vocal proponent of bringing back. This is finally an actual do something. You know what I mean? Put your money
right
where your mouth is. And I think what you're saying is true. I think it was pointed out to him, hey, here's your chance to do something beyond just in radio interviews or TV interviews saying, yeah, the Cup should go back to Nashville. So whether it was contrived or not, it's going to be that. It's going to turn out to be that. And that's why I'm saying I think they're hoping for a sellout, because they can tell the mayor, they can tell the council, hey, we packed the house for this event. Dale Jr., one of the biggest names in the sports, was here. We got him in. We got him out. No problems. Racing belongs here for the long term.
Yeah, Jeff Burton is the other one that is a part of it.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah, so yeah. Former drivers. I mean, and I believe Keelan Harvick, Kevin's son, is going to be racing this weekend as well.
Great driver. I went out and saw him last summer, Chase. Just walked up to Kevin sitting there eating a big hot dog, and I said, can I talk to you about Keelan? I wouldn't have done that for any other topic. I wouldn't have walked up there and said that about Cup coming to Nashville or what's going on with the new format or anything like that. But I knew if I said I want to talk about his son, he'd say yes. So I walked up to him right in the middle of his hot dog, and he said, sure. And so I stuck around to watch Keelan. He's going to be a driver we're going to have to watch, just like Kyle Busch's son and a lot of them that are coming up now. And look forward to him this weekend. He's won a lot of races. He's a good driver. And I was glad to hear he was going to be here this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Michael, we also wanted to have you on because congratulations on being inducted into the MNPS Sports Hall of Fame. It's well-deserved, and I know, you know, you probably don't like to talk about yourself, but that's pretty cool that they were able to honor you that way.
Well, the only reason I want to is to pump myself up in front of Joe, so I don't mind
God,
doing
stop.
Under these circumstances. So, no, I appreciate it, guys. It was a great honor. And the only reason it's a great honor is because you look at who else is in that Hall of Fame. And, I mean, from Perry Wallace to E.J. Jr. to just about everybody you can think of has come through Nashville and done well in sports and in athletics. And that's what means more than anything. And it also points out that I don't deserve to be there. And my three friends, the three games, is Jeff, Craig, and Brad, were with me yesterday, and they all agreed that I don't deserve to be in there. So it was a humbling experience.
Oh, my goodness. You're able to bring out the Gaines boys. Well done, buddy, on that. But, no, seriously, congratulations. And, look, I'm passionate about Metro Nashville, Middle Tennessee, and high school athletics. You're me times 50. Why did you – I mean, yeah, why did you feel this to, like, keep all this alive? Because I'm telling you, Mike, you're keeping it alive. If not, a lot of this stuff would be gone.
I do it only for one reason, Joe. People love it. People want it. I can't tell you how I had three or four people come up to me yesterday. This isn't true, but they said it. And I'll even say who it was. Lavoisier Fisher was one of them who came up to me and said, if I had it written what I've written and kept alive the memories, they wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Now, like I said, that's not true. They deserve to be in there. But it does make you feel good that people think that's the truth. And other people, just fans, people who never played, they were just fans or were in the bands or were cheerleaders. One night when Facebook just started up, it was around 2010, I had a week off. It was vacation. I wasn't doing anything. I sat down and I saw where people were creating these pages, like, remember the Fairgrounds Speedway? So I thought, you know, I wonder if anybody remembers the NIL, the National Interscholastic League, which Joe just barely missed playing in because it ended in 1984. And it was the Nashville area for all sports. And it was two different districts, and it was phenomenal. It was the thing you did on Friday night. We didn't have pro sports here. The newspaper wasn't covering Tennessee at the time. So you went out and you went out to a high school football game every Friday night. So I brought up just a page and I said, the NIL, that's all I called it. And the National Interscholastic League, because this was before the fake NIL name, image, likeness came around. And
all right.
I still need to take them to court about that. But anyway.
Do it.
I guarantee you they got the money for a nice little settlement. So I created it, and I don't know, within a week we had 1,000 members in it. It was a free page. It was open to the public. Within a month we had 2,000 or 3,000, and within a year or two we had 10,000, and it continued to grow and grow. Joe remembers we had a reunion within about 2 years. He was with
sure did.
Two at the time, and he came out and covered it for the TV station. He talked to some of the old NIL coaches and players. And just like I said, fans were there. And it took on a life of its own. And anybody could post old pictures of themselves. And if there's one thing people like doing, it's like talking about their high school playing days. And they could post us. They could go into their books and just take out old stories that their grandparents or parents had saved, that picture and posted on there, and remind people of what a great player they were, and their team pictures and pick from yearbooks. And like I said, it just took on a life of its own, and that became as much of anything I do as I do professionally for the Tennessean, because, and of course, a lot of posting was Tennessean stuff, so I was promoting the newspaper. Because it was content from the Tennessean.
But sure,
it,
yeah.
Like I said, it took on a life of its own. And I would go weeks and maybe even a month or two without posting anything myself because everybody else was posting stuff.
Oh, that's great. Now, before we let you go, we've had Jim Wyatt on. He told us about his first story. He covered the Tennessean was the regatta on Old Hickory Lake back in the mid-'80s. What was the first story you covered at the Tennessean?
Thankfully, I never had to cover the regatta, and
right?
It died before I ever got suckered into it. My first story was actually, you'll love this, it was a high school story. It was on a guy named Rodney Edmonds. He was at Tennessee Preparatory School, which you remember, and some old timers remember, was a school where you went if your parents abandoned you, couldn't take care of you, or you were a problem. You were a discipline case. And you went there, and they had great teams, because a lot of people like that are tough, and a lot of people like that are good athletes. And, you know, they've had to fend for their lives without parents or whatever. And so Rodney was a DPS kid, and he was working at Bonanza.
Man.
You may not remember Bonanza, but Joe remembers it, I guarantee you.
I do, because my grandfather owned a couple of them.
Oh, my gosh. Well, goodbye, Val. Well, Rodney worked at Bonanza, and he would work 5 days a week, including Fridays, up until about 4 o'clock. Then he would knock off and he would go home, go back to his dorm. He had dorms at TPS over on Foster Avenue off Murfreesboro Road. It's still there, but it's just not TPS anymore. And he would get dressed and he'd go play football, and he was a running back. And I just did a story about balancing being in that environment, TPS, where you're under strict discipline, working and holding down a 5 day a week job. I don't think it was 40 hours, but it's 5 days a week, and playing football and being successful. And Rodney Edmonds went on to graduate from Vanderbilt, guys.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's an awesome story.
Yeah. I didn't know that until about 2 years ago when I caught up with him on Facebook or somewhere. And yeah, he graduated from Vanderbilt. So that's my first story. I've got it saved, and I'll post it on Facebook at some point.
Love it,
awesome,
man.
Mike, congratulations. Thanks so much for doing this. Enjoy this weekend.
I always love being on with you guys. See you later.
Absolutely. Mike Organ of the Tennessean, who is one of our favorites and also running for re-election as the mayor of Rayon City.
Oh, right. Yeah, he's going to have some tough competition. I know that.
We'll have more coming from 5 Iron Golf today, 102.5 The Game.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.